Gearchecks.com.
The Boston Rock Radio Reunion on 105.7 WROR.
All right, 107, 105. Watch me mix the frequencies. 105.7 WROR. Hi, it's Harvey Warfield. It is the Boston Rock Radio Reunion. Aerosmith right there. We have a comical little thing coming up that includes a mention of Aerosmith a little bit later on, because this is the Boston Rock Radio Reunion. Know what I'm talking about? Who else is coming up? After me at 5 o'clock, it is Ken Shelton. After Ken Shelton, it's the guy with the green teeth, and I think the green teeth may come out tonight. Do you know why? You see, this is the last weekend of summer. It's also a full moon, and the Woofle Goofle going to be in here with this house party. And I see the turntable, or at least one. There may be like six turntables in there, because all this guy's got is like records that were on vinyl. Do you remember vinyl? Yeah, I do too. And Julie D is helping out today. And hi, Julie, how are you?
Hi, baby.
Hey, you know what? I think the whole thrust of this weekend is that we're going to try and make you say "oh wow" a couple times. So if you could just repeat after me, just for practice. Oh wow! Can you say that?
Oh, wow.
So that's the kind of stuff we're going to try and play for you, okay? Now, that was Aerosmith. Right before Aerosmith, it was a band from L.A., hot band called Spirit from back in the 60s and the early 70s, Dark Eyed Woman, and we kicked it off with the Spirit song that everybody kind of knows, which was I Got a Line on You. The Dark Eyed Woman was from Clear, and as we're playing in the background here, Clear. See, they were a very versatile L.A. band. They could play rock, and they could play jazz and all sorts of other stuff. Some of the other things that are coming up in just a little bit. On here till 5, so I mean, we've got all sorts of stuff that's going on here. We got two woulda, shoulda, couldas, and I got one of those woulda, shoulda, couldas coming up in just a little bit, right? Also got an early Southern Rock 45 from a band that you might be able to say, wow, you know, even back when they were doing something on their own label, they were going to be superstars. You might say that. I'm hoping you do. It's Harvey Warfield, the Boston Rock Radio Reunion Weekend. 105.7 WROR, the greatest rock and roll ever made. Keep it right here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tonight, from 7 to 10, the Woofa Goofa himself is throwing a house party. As part of the 105.7 WROR
Boston Rock Radio Reunion.
Peter Wolf will be here, spinning his favorite rock and roll tunes
and talking to surprise guests from Boston
and the world of rock and roll.
Now don't touch the knobs, because people are going to have some smoke just like this.
Expect the unexpected.
As a legendary voice of Boston
takes over the airwaves.
The live house party with Peter Wolf.
Tonight from 7 to 10.
Only on 105.7 WROR.
Radio, the way it used to be.
Tonight on Patch TV.
Thank heaven.
Winner of 9 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. He didn't know he was falling in love. She never dreamed it could happen. Don't miss the Patch premiere of Gigi. And tomorrow, don't miss Billy Ray Cyrus in an all-new Doc, voted best show on TV. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, Gigi. Tomorrow, Doc on PAX TV.
Doc is Feel Good TV on Boston's PAX 68.
Tomorrow on PAX TV, she's an ex-con with a chance at a new life. Now, she just might be the one person who can take on the system and win.
That looks a lot like hiding evidence.
TV Guide calls Just Cause a refreshingly upbeat legal drama, and Elizabeth Lackey has irrepressible charm.
You have to keep the faith, baby.
Just Cause, a PAX original series. All new episode tomorrow on PAX.
It's an all-new season on Boston's PAX 68.
A slumbering giant has shaken itself to wakefulness.
The Boston Rock Radio Reunion.
Its close-packed millions in the short span of 20 years have been stirred to a fury.
On 105.7 WROR.
WROR. It is the Boston Rock and Roll Radio Reunion. with Harvey Warfield. Good afternoon. It's Saturday, the last weekend of summer. A full moon. And the Beatles on the box. Didn't it sound great? Jukebox Hero from Foreigner, another American foreign type band. Before that, with a Jukebox Hero. Interesting story behind that song, Jukebox Hero. That was one of the songs that way back in the early days for Foreigner got them the deal with Atlantic Records. And can you imagine what the version that got them the deal? Probably was a pretty good version. But Jukebox Hero then appears on the fourth Foreigner album. Now, they've been on tour, and they've been up on stage, and fans yelling and screaming. And I would imagine that the original demo version of Jukebox Hero might have been a little different than the one we just heard there, because they had all those years behind them, you know, of, like, doing rock and roll and stuff. And I have one or two of those, too. Did I tell you who's coming up tomorrow? This rock radio reunion is pretty wild, this Boston rock radio reunion. 9 to 11 is Annalisa. I remember her from the building that used to sway, the Hancock building, right. Brad Delp of Boston, and we got a Boston thing coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. It is a live Boston, but don't ask where it came from. And when Brad is on tomorrow, don't ask him. Don't even tell him that we played it, okay? Leslie Palmiter. Remember her from the COZ days, 1 to 3 p.m. She'll be on 1 to 3 tomorrow afternoon, Sunday. 3 to 5 p.m., Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg. I think I won a 45 off of him one time when I was a bit younger than I am today. Jerry Goodwin, the Duke of Madness, 5 to 7 p.m. Charles, we will rerun some of the Charles stuff. Have you heard the Charles? It sounds like, you know, he hasn't left. He'll be on 7 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night. And, of course, Little Steven, Little Steven's Underground Garage. The guy, obviously, in the Bruce Springsteen band and on The Sopranos, and every other word begins with Q. Well, actually, it's a F, but not on that show, but on The Sopranos show. His music show, he does not say that. But on The Sopranos, he does use the F word a lot. Haven't you noticed that? So when I was talking with him over the press release, that was all I was saying. Hey, Steven, it was very bizarre. All right, listen, keep it right here. We're gonna go back to the Badco days, and we'll do that next. And I think I hit this, right? Are you reeling
in the east? Playing the greatest rock and roll ever made. It's the Boston Rock Radio Reunion on 105.7 WROR.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine that? 105.7 WROR. It is the Boston Rock Radio Reunion. That was a band. That is a band. They're still around at all. And their name are the Swingin' Stakes. That particular tune written by Tim Giovanello of the Stakes. And it was when he was with a band called Weed, and it made it onto a Swingin' Stakes album. That's the latest Stakes album called Kick. Hold on. I have it right in front of me. Yes, Kick Snare Hat. And it was from a category called Woulda, Shoulda, Coulda. Because when I heard that thing on a cassette from Weed, I said, wow, man, that could have been a hit. That could have been a hit, man. And that's why I said Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. Okay? So anyway, a great tune called Free Man. You'll get a chance to see Tom's band out at the Sitting Bull Pub in Maynard next Friday night, the 27th. And then the Stakes are at the C-Note in Hull Friday night on the 4th of October. So you can see them there. And a new gig would be October the 5th. Which I think is a Saturday, at Capo's in Lowell, and ask him to play that Free Man. Not Free Bird. Free Man. Wow, man. I hope that made you say, oh, wow. Boston Rock Radio Reunion. Hi, it's Harvey Warfield. How are you? I hope you're having as much fun as I am on this full moon. Yeah. 105.7 WROR. Let's keep it going. And we're sweeping. We're sweeping. With Floyd Pink. Oh, by the way, which one's Pink? On 105.7 WROR.
We don't need no education.
It's the Boston Rock Radio Reunion on 105.7 WROR. Framingham, Boston. Playing the greatest rock and roll ever made.
Education, though, in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Case, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
Boston Rock Radio Reunion, 105.7 WROR. Queen from the very first album, and Deep Purple from one of the early ones, too. Be still, my heart. 105.7 WROR. Boston Rock Radio Reunion, 105.7 WROR. Did you recognize the band? Yeah, that was Boston. It was from Long Beach, 1978. Don't ask us where we got it. And when Brad Delp is on the radio tomorrow here on WROR as part of the Boston Rock Radio Reunion, don't you tell him we played that one. Thank you. Very good. Huh. Right before Boston, it was Hush from Deep Purple. Don't you? Oh, doesn't that sound so good? Oh, man, I tell you. We had Queen, Keep Yourself Alive, from their very first album, right before Deep Purple and Hush. Killer Queen at the top of the hour right there as part of this Boston Rock and Roll Radio Reunion. Let's see what we started off with. Right before it was Teenage Lament 74. We did that for Julie because I think that was one of her... That was one of her early concerts for watching Alice Cooper. It was could have been at the Music Hall. I'm not exactly sure. Where was it, Julie?
It was at the Music Hall.
It was at
Alice
the Music Hall.
The Killer Tour. My
the
first
Killer
concert.
Tour. Wow. Teenage Lament, 74. Turn it down! Turn that music down! Sorry. And we started off, of course, with Pink Floyd. Another brick in the wall there. Hi, it's Harvey Warfield. How are you? I hope you're having as good a time as I'm having right here on the Boston Rock and Roll Radio Reunion, 105.7 WROR. We'll say hello to an old listener from out in the City of Sirens. That's Lawrence, Massachusetts. We'll say hi to Jolie. She's out there listening, as I'm sure other people are. They must be, I'm hoping. Some might even be taping it. Who knows? And I'll try not to say any bad words. So that's the deal behind that. Some of the other stuff we still got coming up this afternoon during the Warfield experience or whatever it is called these days. And I'm in charge of it, and I don't even know what it's called. Let's see what we got. Oh, that high-voiced Canadian band. That'll be coming up sometime this hour. You'll say, wow. Man, I remember, but who are they? And it's not the high-voiced Canadian band that you're thinking of, okay? In the background, that's Spirit. That's Spirit from one of their albums, and it's called Elijah. It's just a jam tune, so that when I talk and speak, and it's not just like over dead air. And they say, God, we should play some more music. Well, we will be back with a trip to Rock and Roll University, but you have to put your Southern Rock hats on, okay? We're gonna test your abilities to recognize from the music, without me telling you, who it is, okay? And you'll say, yeah, you know, man, they did become a hot Southern band, one of the biggest in the world, right? Keep it right here, 105.7 WROR, this Boston Rock Radio Reunion. We'll be back with that Southern Rock Rock and Roll University test coming right out.
Hi, it's Julie Devereaux, and I hope you're enjoying the Boston Rock Radio Reunion here on 105.7 WROR. Starting Monday, I'll be packing up and moving tonight. Join me each night next week for Night Sides.
Every hour from 7 to midnight,
I'll play an album side from one of the greatest albums ever made.
Come on, now touch me, baby.
Doors' first album.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors.
Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles.
Stones, Sticky Fingers.
Hotel California by the Eagles.
Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
And many more.
And tune in after Lauren and Wally Monday morning at 10 to find out who else will be joining us.
Suspense is killing me.
105.7 WROR.
Playing the greatest rock and roll ever made.
So with another warm day in the forecast, you can bet more building projects will be sprouting up all over New England. I'm meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. Enjoy what should be a beautiful day. Knock on wood.
And you're clear, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, 7 references to construction in one forecast.
You're Margie, right?
Yeah, the woman upstairs at National Lumber.
For some reason, I can't get the image of quality lumber out of my mind.
Not surprising. It's building season. And with our huge fleet of trucks making on-time deliveries all over New England, National Lumber has great, as meteorologists say, visibility.
Ah, so I'm not going crazy.
Well, that's debatable. But I do know we're fully stocked with the best materials at low prices and back it up with expert estimators and architects to help ensure a job well done.
Hey, I feel a catchy jingle coming on.
Now that's an accurate forecast.
National Lumber, with locations in Newton, Mansfield, and Salem. Call 1-800-370-WOOD. National Lumber.
Tonight on PAX TV.
Thank heaven.
Winner of 9 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
Gigi.
He didn't know he was falling in love. She never dreamed it could happen. Don't miss the PAX premiere of Gigi. And tomorrow, don't miss Billy Ray Cyrus in an all-new Doc, voted best show on TV. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, Gigi. Tomorrow, Doc on PAX TV.
Doc is Feel Good TV on Boston's PAX 68.
Tomorrow on PAX TV, she's an ex-con with a chance at a new life. Now, she just might be the one person who can take on the system and win.
That looks a lot like hiding evidence.
TV Guide calls Just Cause a refreshingly upbeat legal drama, and Elizabeth Lackey has irrepressible charm.
You have to keep the faith, baby.
Just Cause, a PAX original series. All new episode tomorrow on PAX.
It's an all-new season on Boston's PAX 68.
You are going to witness a perfectly perverse geek travesty. It is called...
The Boston Rock Radio Reunion
on 105.7 WROR.
Timeless rock and roll classics.
To me, it's like Ronnie was predicting his own death. And it just... It's kind of an emotional thing to talk about, but it's just it's ironic that he wrote a song about the smell of death surrounds you, and then and the fire on the album cover, and then we go down in an airplane crash, which by the way there was no fire involved because it ran out of gas, but that it was kind of ironic, you know, that he wrote a song about the smell of death surrounds you, and then shortly after the album was released, he died. He was the father, founder, and leader of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and nobody ever will deny that.
Whiskey bottle, a brand new car, oak tree, you're in my way.
Skynyrd taught me how to play with feel. Whereas when I got in the band, I was a technically trained classical nut, you know, and they taught me how to play with feel. Ronnie Van Zant did.
Yes, that's Billy Powell from Lynyrd Skynyrd. So when we played that first track, could you recognize that it might have been Skynyrd? Man, it was from a little label that they had, you know, they put out some 45s before they were signed to a major label in 1970, down in Jacksonville. And you could tell at that point. You hear the person laughing in the background. That's Dr. K, and I want to thank him today because he's the musicologist for the world, and he finds all these interesting and strange things that, wow. When you hear him, you go, oh well, oh wow, man, oh wow. Thank you, Dr. K. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Julie D. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Boston Rock Radio Reunion, 105.7 WROR. We're having just a great time on this last weekend of summer. Hey, if you're around the pool, of course you got the speakers nice and loud and stuff like that. We've still got some stuff coming up that may make you say, oh, wow. Matter of fact, we'll go to a high-voiced Canadian band, not the one you're thinking of, after these. Stay right here.
Tonight,
from 7 to 10,
the Woofa Goofa himself is throwing a house party.
As part of the 105.7 WROR
Boston Rock Radio Reunion. Peter Wolf will be here, spinning his favorite rock and roll tunes
and talking to surprise guests from Boston
and the world of rock and roll.
Now don't touch the knobs, because you're going to have to smoke it this way.
Expect the unexpected
as a legendary voice of Boston
takes over the airwaves.
The live house party with Peter Wolf
tonight from 7 to 10.
Only
on 105.7
WROR.
Radio, the way it used to be.
Somewhere down the line.
Serving the universe, where classic radio lives.
The home of classic radio.
Airchecks.com.